The airport will operate 18 weekly flights to Europe and the UK, and Ryanair plan to add further destinations ahead of the 19th of July, which, of course, will see the non-essential travel ban being lifted with the introduction of the EU digital COVID certificate system. A statement from Shannon Group says airport staff are delighted to welcome back scheduled flights and look forward to the easing of restrictions and the beginning of the recovery of aviation. So for more on this, I'm joined on the show now by Sean Lally, who's the co-owner of Hotel Woodstock Ennis and, of course, chairperson of Clare Tourism Advisory Forum. Sean, thanks for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Adam.
And good morning to you too. This is obviously some very much needed and very welcome news for Shannon Airport.
It's fantastic news. It's a long time when we were able to say something positive about aviation because of the COVID pandemic. But it really is great news, and hopefully it's the turn that we needed and a sign of things to come. And what I really like in the press release from the Shannon Group was the fact that there are further opportunities for further flights once we get past the 19th of July and the new EU digital COVID cert comes in. Because I think we must give huge credit to the team in Shannon and Ryanair for their support of the airport, because a lot of work goes into pulling a flight and a route. You can't just pull an airplane off the shelf and say you're on there from next week. You know, there's huge maintenance, training, the costs go along with it. You know, so I think it's very, very important. And wearing the tourism hat pre-pandemic, 75% of all international, or all tourism, came from international sources, and 90% of everyone that comes into Ireland comes in via air. We're not like the European countries that have a huge land bank beside them. Yeah. You know, you need to fly to Ireland. So this is great news, and it's not just tourism. It's also FDI. I think if you were to ask any of the managing directors that set up companies in the Western Seaboard, after the people and the location and all the rest, what is the most important thing? They will always tell you access, and that Shannon Airport plays a crucial role in that side of things.
Yeah, just to mention to people who may not be aware, the Ryanair services that have resumed services to Barcelona, Reus, Stansted, Gatwick, Kaunas, Krakow, Wrocław, Warsaw, Modlin, and a Manchester service due to commence this Friday. So great news. And you mentioned the statement from Shannon Airport, Sean, and they're certainly doing everything they can to ensure that this is the start of things getting up and running and reinvigorating the airport. They're going to have public health measures in place at Shannon Airport and doing everything they can to make sure that everything goes off without a hitch.
Yeah, and to be fair, there's plenty of space in Shannon Airport. It's a lovely airport to fly in and out of, and the good team there, they won a global endorsement there last year from the Airports Council International in terms of what the policies they had put in place around COVID. So I think it's a very, very safe airport to fly through, and this indeed is very important, because the reason we're in this situation is because of the global health pandemic. So people need to be secure, they need to be safe and feel confident about travel. But I think it's pretty much fair to say that we're a little bit behind the curveball when it comes to opening up our skies in Ireland, because 12 other European countries last week had already signed up to the new European digital COVID cert system. So it is, and it was probably more important to us because of the fact that we're actually an island nation. So I think the government now needs to look at put a serious plans in place for aviation. Yes, they have given a few million here and there, but unfortunately it's a big money game, and all the other countries are at it as well, because I was on a recent Zoom call with Eamon Brennan, arranged by the Shannon Chamber of Commerce. He used to head up the Irish Aviation Authority, and he now heads up its European counterpart. And it was jaw-dropping, the amount of money that he went through in terms of what European countries had given to their big national airlines. So, you know, and as I said, we're an island nation, so it's probably more important to us. The other thing that is very, very important as well is that Tourism Ireland get their annual marketing fund of 47 million doubled, and that's just to keep pace with what other countries are doing, because we're a little bit behind the scenes in terms of opening up, as I said. And I was on Mehel recently, about over 2.5 months ago now, and that's where hotels are paired up with international agents, and in particular in the States, the feedback from the agents was that a lot of other countries are actually opening up and that Ireland is going to lose its market share to the likes of, at the time, just Greece, Iceland, Hawaii and Southern American countries. A lot more countries have opened up since then. So I think we need a serious marketing front abroad to try and get the win our share back again, because pre-COVID we had something like 200 routes all over the world. So it's going to take a lot of work to build those routes back up again, because it's very easy to pull them, but it's much harder to start them off again.
You mentioned, Sean, you were behind the curve a little bit in terms of returning to some semblance of normality in aviation, but I suppose Ireland has been cautious, some would say overcautious, not just in regard to aviation, but in a lot of different areas. We've seen the initial piloting of gigs, and people are wondering why 500 people were at a show up at the Ivy Gardens when, you know, you look abroad, and the same with sporting events. People will be watching the European Championships and seeing thousands of people in stadia, and we're just kind of taking tentative footsteps. I suppose you can understand the government's cautiousness, but maybe there is an element of overcautiousness about it.
A little bit. I think you mentioned earlier you got the jab yesterday. I've got my two jabs. My wife got her jab. So I think it's all about the rollout of the vaccine schedule. And while that may have started a little bit slow, we seem to have made good ground over the last number of weeks. And I think the more people we get vaccinated, the less chance of any COVID spreading or COVID variant spreading. So I think that is the key. Get as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible. And thankfully, the uptake of the different age groups so far has been exceptionally high. I think we're one of the highest in Europe. So that is the answer. And as soon as we have the majority of people vaccinated in Ireland, I think then we saw last week at the G7, all the big countries were talking about vaccinating all the other countries in the world, because we're never safe from these variants until everybody in the world is vaccinated. And I was delighted to see that they were putting plans in place to donate vaccines to poorer countries who may not be able to afford what we're doing here in Ireland and in Europe.
Sean, one element that people feel should come in that would help boost travel and increase travel is introducing antigen testing. Now, Tony Houlihan, the CMO, is before the Oireachtas Transport Committee today. We know that he said last month that results of antigen tests carried out by the public can't be relied upon. I think he said they're only 50% effective. There are plenty who are disagreeing with him. Another public health expert referred to those comments as baffling, but the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that antigen testing should be used more widely. Antigen testing catches infectious people. The Joint Committee on Transport Communications was told that antigen testing allows people to adapt to regularly changing travel rules. Would you like to see it come in as a matter of course?
I would. Yeah. No, I definitely agree with antigen testing. I think 50% sounds very, very low. I know they're definitely using it in other countries, and it's working very successfully for them. And I think anything that frees up travel and makes it easier and safer, it should be welcomed. But I'll go back to the fact that I still think the answer to this is the vaccine rollout program, and we're well on the way there. And I know we're expecting to have everybody vaccinated that wants vaccination by September. So I think that needs to be our aim, and anything we can do to speed up that process should be welcomed.
We're also joined by Sinn Féin Senator Paul Gavin. Paul, thanks for joining us on Morning Focus.
No problem.
You have given both barrels to Eamon Ryan, the Transport Minister. He mentioned quite recently that another report has been commissioned on the future of Shannon Airport, and we were in touch with the Department of Transport with regard to that. They have said that Taoiseach will make an announcement on the programme for government commitment to establish a Shannon Estuary Task Force over the coming weeks. You're not overly impressed by that, though?
I'm not. Now, first of all, Alan, I do want to welcome the return of flights from Ryanair yesterday. It is significant, and as Sean has just outlined, it's very positive news. So let's enjoy that positive and welcome it, and let's hope there's more flights coming into Shannon. But as Sean has said, before the pandemic, we had 200 flights, 200 different destinations. We're down to 18 now. The worry I have, Alan, is very straightforward. I'm completely at a loss as to why we need another aviation task force for Shannon. We've already had an aviation task force in relation to the whole sector, which did deal with the regional airports in particular. On top of that, we've had a review carried out by Minister Ryan in his own department in relation to the Shannon Group. We've also had an Oireachtas all-party committee report, an excellent report, with 20 recommendations. We haven't implemented the recommendations from the aviation task force. We know that we're still in a massive crisis here. I'm particularly worried in relation to the jobs at Lufthansa Technik. When the Minister Ryan was asked, had he met with Lufthansa Technik, he said he'd spoken to local people in the area, which I would take to mean that no, he hasn't actually spoken to the company itself, even though they are carrying out a review in relation to the 500 jobs.
Yeah, he said he's been in contact, just with regards to that, and Lufthansa Technik, he's been in contact with people in the area who are very concerned. So I suppose...
What does that mean, Alan?
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah.
And here's the point, and hopefully I think your listeners will get this. We really need to move from reports to action. And just to give you a couple of examples, we had an excellent Aviation Task Force report last year, which called for things like developing an app to include all relevant and up-to-date travel information for Ireland and for Irish citizens travelling abroad. Not done. Comprehensive test, track and trace, and particularly there, utilising antigen testing. Again, not done. A national code of practice for safe air travel in alignment with the European Aviation Safety Agency. Not done. A common fixed sum per passenger for Cork, Shannon, Ireland West, Kerry and Donegal airports. Specific recommendation for airports in the West. Not done. And I'll be frank, what we need is implementation of these very important recommendations. We don't need another task force report. And in particular, what concerns me is this. We know we've lost the Aer Lingus cabin crew base. I tried to book an Aer Lingus flight through Shannon for the end of August. They're not taking bookings from Shannon as things stand at the minute. And September of next year, we know that the guarantees on the Heathrow slots are gone. And I want to know, what is the minister doing in relation to this? You know, what level of engagement, what level of structural changes is he working towards to make sure that we can secure those routes and secure a future for Shannon International Airport? And I'm just not seeing any action.
Sean Lally, what do you make of all that and the announcement of yet another report and task force, the Shannon Estuary Task Force? I mean, party would be happy to see that at least something is being commissioned and they're, you know, trying to address the issue, if only for what Paul Gavin raises there. The previous reports and task force have come out and some of the recommendations haven't been implemented.
I can't disagree at all with what Paul said. I agree 100% with what the points he's pointed out there. I'm not familiar with what the latest report is or being commissioned, so I'm not familiar with that side of it, but I suppose the key word here is action. Action, action, action. We have enough reports. I do feel we need a long-term aviation policy that needs to be updated now, all right, in terms of Ireland and where we're at, that we're coming out of COVID. So I think that is important, but that's only updating one that is done already, and I believe that the aviation task force that did the report last year that Paul refers to there, I believe that was a very, very good report. I think we just need some of the actions out of that completed, and that report just updated now that we're coming out of aviation. But it just frustrates me because in my eyes it seems to be a time delaying tactic, and you get reports that just sit on shelves for years to come.
The problem with that is time is of the essence. Shannon has been through enough over the last year and a half, and we don't have time to sit around and not implement reports or recommendations. Positive affirmative action has to happen as soon as possible, like what we've seen with Ryanair announcing these routes.
Absolutely. And as I was saying to you earlier, Alan, there was 12 countries last week signed up to the EU pass. So they're ahead of us. America was already flying all over the world a number of months back. So we're losing out on our market share. And the sooner we get our skies open safely, and securely, the better. Because, and we don't need reports. We know what we need to do, and we just need to do it and get on with it. You know, a report, talks of another report now just leads to frustration within the industry.
Paul Gavin, Tony Houlihan, the Chief Medical Officer before that Oireachtas Transport Committee today, is going to be asked about his views on antigen testing. Plenty disagree with him that, you know, him and Neffet have doubts over the effectiveness of antigen testing. As I say, plenty disagree. Sean Lally thinks it should be implemented because those who disagree tend to think that it would be a huge boost in reinvigorating air travel. Are you of a like mind?
Yeah, I am. I mean, Sinn Féin's policy on this is clear. We believe that there must be a role for antigen testing. And here's the thing. If you look at what's happening across Europe, and we are going to be part of the new Green Passport program, albeit a little later than scheduled in other countries, you'll see that antigen testing is used throughout Europe. Now, I do understand Tony Houlihan having concerns in relation to the type of antigen testing. They do tend to vary, but surely that's something that can be managed to ensure that we have the highest quality antigen tests taking place. But this is something we've been calling for some time, and we are genuinely puzzled as to why there hasn't been greater movement on it. There does seem to be a political consensus across the parties that more should be done on antigen testing. So let's hope for a positive response from Tony today at the committee.
Just lastly, Sean Lally, that transport committee today, Shannon Chamber there, they'll be also before it. The Transport Recovery Support Scheme will be before the committee. How hopeful are you that they will be receptive to its contents and the situation in general down here at Shannon Airport?
I think we've no option but to get fully behind it. As I mentioned, the European countries are pumping billions into aviation and they're not even islands to help the recovery. So we do need to do whatever we can as a country to get behind our airlines, our airports, because they're absolutely crucial to us, and we will not recover fully until we get those routes back open again into the country.
Okay, well, a good start at least with the resumption of those Ryanair routes at Shannon Airport. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Focus today. That's Sean Lally, co-owner of Hotel Woodstock in Ennis and chairperson of the Clare Tourism Advisory Forum. Also with us was Senator Paul Gavin of Sinn Féin.